Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk? Hot Talk Radio. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. Hot Talk Radio.
ATL, it's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be well, because guess what? I'm even more of a beautiful nightmare. Well, you know, I gave y'all a break. We gave y'all a break, however you want to take it. Give y'all a chance to catch up on some of the previous shows, because I get tired of people talking about, and y'all be producing so many, I can't keep up. Well, I gave you a week off. So if you ain't caught up by now, this is my suggestion to your motherfucking ass. Stay up 24 hours. Every show is at least 2 hours long. So 2 divided into 24 hours, you should better get 12 shows in if you stay up a whole day. You know what I'm saying? Fail for 2 days, you can get 48 shows in. Shouts out to the Hot Top Radio Legion of Super Bitches. For those of you all that don't know what that is, that's Hot Top Radio's own super, beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world. Bitch, it's no longer a bad thing. I'm so proud to be a super bitch. I'm announcing it all over the world. I'm going to put it on the side of my car. World's most wanted super bitch. I got another super bitch that just checked in. What's going on, Juicy?
Hey, what's happening, Lady Libra?
What's going on, Lady Campbell?
Girl, everybody.
I mean, I feel excited, you know what I'm saying? I just want to shout out the world. I just want to shout out the world because daily, I thought daily, every day is something new. Somebody checking in from somewhere. Somebody sending me a message saying, y'all wild over there at Hot Top Radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what to tell them, Juicy. I mean, we literally have no self-control over here. And at this point, I'm not even trying to get any. You trying to get some self-control, Juicy?
Mm-mm.
Me either, honey. Let's get this. Hey, everybody get naked. You know what I'm saying? Everybody take your clothes off. Oh, yeah. Y'all thought that, you know what I'm saying, us taking a week off, that was going to tone some shit down. Hell no. That was going to give more energy because there's so much shit going to be jumping off the rest of this month, the rest of October, that I think I'm going to sleep the next week just so I can stay up for the next 2 months straight. You know what I'm saying? That's just how serious it's going to be. We got the Celebrity Libra Affair coming up. The Bread Brothers gonna be doing some we're gonna be doing pre parties with them. Lately we'll be hosting at Club Infrared and Underground. That's gonna be cute. It's gonna be real cute. Y'all know I don't need to be on nobody's microphone. Not even this one. Y'all know that. You know what I'm saying? But however, Juicy, did you miss working last week? What you do on your vacation?
Yes, I went to Florida, Daytona Beach.
I didn't do nothing.
This is what I did.
I know that's right. However, y'all, it's Sweet Dream Sunday. So, you know, we finna start this motherfucker off. I want to start off with my happy birthdays. And I divided them up into women and men. So I'm going to start off with my birthdays from my men. On Facebook, happy birthday Chris Swag King West. I'm just trying to figure out, did he have to convince himself that he's a swag king or something? I mean, why did you have to name yourself that? Y'all know, if y'all my friend, that y'all should delete y'all self, because you know, first chance I get, I'm going to fuck your names up. If it's already fucked up, I'm going to join your ass. Happy birthday, Stanley Mahone. Happy birthday, Xtavious Mean Shreve. Do you need to tell yourself that you mean? I'm confused. Okay. Happy birthday to my men friend on tag. Big D. He cut off my list. How about that? Because I ain't going to listen. I'm not going to be ouch. Friends with nobody that name themselves cut 3,000. And then James W. Okay, he okay. Happy birthday to my men on Moco Space. X. J. Real. 100X. Okay, see. We ought to take a moment of silence for that name. Because something's wrong with him. How the fuck you going to name yourself X, J, X, period, J, real, 100, period, X? The fuck? And then, happy birthday to Chicago Choice. Choice of beef? Choice of weed? I mean, I'm trying to figure this shit out. I mean, what the fuck are you the choice of? Shout out to my men. Y'all know lately we have to show out on y'all asses. This is a rendition of Happy Birthday from Madeline T. Clef to my men friends from High Talk Radio.
Special
that juicing. Now my female friends. Now I don't have no female friends on tag. I don't have no female friends on Moco's face. But I do have some female friends on Facebook. So my female friends, we got Shanice Rayford, Nikki the Best Stylist page. You know, I ain't even going to go hard on the females like I do the guys. Because, you know, females can't handle me. You know what I'm saying? They be like, that bitch, not the fuck she did. And I ain't in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Be, you know, me and Juicy, me and Fat, be loading up, riding out. You know what I'm saying? Fuck nobody up. So I'm just going to go ease on females because, you know, sometimes females can't take jokes from other females. Shout out to Renee, Big Ego, Adams. Okay. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Shamika Fluker. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. To the ladies, from the one and only, my ex-baby daddy. Right now, the ladies don't have to feel like, why is a female singing happy birthday to them? Because now, you know, happy birthday to all y'all from High Side Radio. Now, hey, Juice, today is Sweet Dream Sunday. And, you know, I know the world didn't think we was going to give them that long of a break. You know what I'm saying? A week was enough. You know what I'm saying? Now we're back in full effect. Y'all asses ought to be caught up from all the previous shows if you haven't. As of right now, we see it 3 days a week. All the people keep coming at me, they want us to go 5 days a week, 7 days a week. So that means your ass really going to be behind. Catch the fuck up. Okay. Let's get it moving, y'all. Let's dream. Dream. A sequence of images passing through a sleeping person's mind. A fond hope. I hope everybody should have hope in something. Topic, do you dream every time you go to sleep? Do you dream and the dreams that you have come true? You know, like, sometimes some people have visions, they have a dream, and then it come true, and you be like, dang, I knew that was going to happen before it happened. You know what I'm saying? What are some of your favorite / worst dreams? What are you hoping for in this life? What are you doing to keep hope alive? Dreams do come true. All you have to do is just believe. Tonight, we're turning our dreams into a reality. Let's go.
My name is Courtney Christina Cox. I'm 9 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a singer.
My name is Kevin Tarigi. I am 6 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a football player.
My name is Jasmine Ramore. I am 7 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a dancer.
My name is Stephen Gary Cox. I'm 8 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a rapper.
My name is Janae Dominique Cox. When I grow up, I want to be a doctor.
Dreams are real. All you have to do is just believe. Dreams are real. All you have to do is just believe.
There is nothing that should ever take your heart away from what it is you wanna.
Hi, my name is Lady Libra, and my dream is to bring in all the other co-hosts so they tell you their dream. We got DJ Sweet on the check-in. What's going on, DJ Sweet?
Yeah.
See, you somewhat dreaming. You on that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We got Dr. N.O. on the check-in. What's going on, Dr. N.O.?
What's happening?
I'm about to throw up. That's what's happening. We got Dr. Juicy on the check-in.
Oh.
We got Dr. Swerve G on the check-in.
The fuck is a goddamn deal?
I'm dreaming right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. You know what, y'all? You know what I figured out? That every day I wake up, I get closer and closer to my dream.
Yeah. I remember me and D used to talk about this kind of stuff all the time, like what it's going to be like when you get close to your dreams. I didn't know much then, but probably tell you a little something now.
Mr. Big Dreams, no tolerance. Cut you at the house and have a holler, sis. Get bored quickly. He stayed grown, so the PA throne had to get poor quickly. Ex-girl tripping, I can't stop her. New girl tripping, but I can't drop her. Cause I need something to balance out the fact that it's hard to find a woman when you talented and black. When you hollering at labels and they silencing you back. If you fail to thoroughly discuss some violence in your track, well, gunshots for the young yacht owner. See, there's everybody else in this one-top loner. First place is often the worst place, but fuck it, I love it here. I call it my birthplace. Whenever I walk in, they making the worst face. Surrounded by Filipinos, I think of the worst case. Watch on green diamonds, I call it the earth face. I'm getting your cake, I tell you how your dessert tastes. I get a dessert plate, I eat pedigree as your meal. I've been Urkel for 3 years, it's better being Jaleel. No, I rock me and snap, it's better being it's real. It's better driving a car with the letter B in the wheel seat back. Like saying tank on E, I got the Drake on me. You better bank on me to be the one and only nigga that you ain't gon' see. In a club with a model spilling drinks on me, nah. Give me 20 in a tank on 3. I'm in the range, but for Keisha Cole singing off key like, I'ma spare y'all, why you wanna judge me? I don't ever compare y'all, the city is mine. I know it because I'm near y'all. And it even started, I'm really trying to prepare y'all. Spring 07, second quarter, I'm dropping. With or without a label, man, I'm committed to popping. And take over the summer, tour the tour hopping. I'ma meet a lot of women, I'ma do a lot of shopping. Really no other option, spend a lot of money just to make it back. Anybody got this in a song, I don't take it back. Same rappers that's all in your face, saying Drake is whack. I'm checking my availability just to make a track. I promise mama, I'ma do it, cause I know I push you through it.
I know I push you through it, baby.
And I just want you to sit around with your friends at a dinner table and say my baby's famous and I knew it.
Yeah.
And there wasn't nothing to it. I'm drawn it and drew it till the pen was out of fluid. Ballpoint run out, and all joints come out. Classic rappers are fake, we got all point one out.
Yeah.
Like to introduce you to the first lady of the ATS. Off of my lady, anticipated like the iPhone. respecting in any city that I roam. Summertime, wintertime, winter time, anytime. Bet I am that nigga in my town when I arrive home. Yeah. One more time before we turn the lights out, ladies and gentlemen. Lights about to go down. Curtains about to close, but I want y'all to enjoy yourself on the way out. Yeah, man.
Almost there. I'm almost motherfucking there. And they're right, you know.
That's it.
What you think about that DJ Sweet?
I can dig it, Mike.
You agree too, Juicy?
Yeah, I like it.
What were you swallowing? What was in your mouth?
Yeah, I was trying some bubble gum.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sir. Those of you that's on the switchboard, in the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1, and that will let me know that you desire to be included in the conversation. Until then, happy listening. Now, I want to know who got a dream. And who pushing towards their dream? Because y'all know, you know this is the PG portion of the show. In about 30 minutes, this motherfucker going to turn X-rated. Because I know y'all motherfuckers, because it ain't me. Y'all know I'm the only one with some goddamn sense on here. So we going to warm it up. We got, it's 9:25. I promise you, in 30 minutes, won't be nobody on here with no clothes. And y'all will be dreaming about Blue Dream. And getting down freaky, because that's how y'all operate. I'm writing all y'all up. Shout out to Showstop. So,
we're supposed to have clothes on during this part?
I keep a shirt on. You know what I'm saying? But I don't wear nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Because I just keep a shirt on because of the fan that's blowing right on me. I don't want to, you know, be sounding all scratchy. You know how my voice does? So I keep a shirt on just for, broadcasting purposes. And, yes, I am on my medication. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Hey, they told me I might be feeling like this another month or two. But, hi, this lady is coming to you, motherfucking speaker.
Hey,
and my dream is to get better. What's your dream, Swire? What's your dream?
I thought you wanted to keep it PG for 30 minutes. I was going to go last.
Oh, okay. We'll go to
nah, it's all good.
Let me see who can be PG. And the gangsters that's listening, in the event the gangsters are ready to talk, press 1. Because I see the gangsters on the switchboard. They're my gangsters. Yeah. ABK Records. Shout out to ABK Records. Shout out to Showstopper Records, Ride or Die, Skip Over Productions. Shout out to all of them. Uh-oh. ABK Records, I'm still up. He got a dream. They got a dream, y'all. Let's see what they dream is.
Life.
Your dream is life.
Yeah, I'm living it, baby, every day. Wake up,
you living it, baby?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. So I need you to give me more details. You just can't take life. I mean, I understand this is the PG portion, but I got 30 minutes to keep the conversation going until everybody get naked and the Blue Dream kick in.
Because
Verve already ready. I mean, DJ Sweet, how many hoes you got over there?
Man, we ain't got no hoes tonight, man. We posted tonight, man.
We? So that means just one? My cousin ain't shit, world.
I already know, though, man. My dream is for them to legalize weed, like, right now.
What are you doing to make that dream manifest?
Hey, man, we need to legalize the real chronic. Not that ledger shit, man. Not no weed. We need some real chronic.
You know what? On our outside radio, a motherfucker dream is to make weed, marijuana, fucking legal. I don't know why I saw radio some shit like that gonna jump off. They say we the hottest thing smoking. I see now why. Because we want to legalize marijuana.
That's
shout
the
out
move.
To
that's the move.
Keeping it real. You know what?
Yep.
I can't really just say that. I think that they should legalize prostitution. That's my dream.
Shit, I thought it was legalized already. Shit.
Legal at my butt.
You know what? You know you will get arrested for pimping hoes, DJ Sweet, and you know.
My tank.
I don't know how it's already. You got the gangsters versus the pimps and the flails and shit. Well, I'm a flail. You got the pimps. We got ABK the gangsters, and then you got the flails. Only on High Tide Radio. You know what? I quit. This shit is crazy.
Man. We need that, man, because we need to establish a code of conduct around this motherfucker, man.
All right.
Too many buses on this motherfucker, man.
I ain't even goddamn go to this shit.
I'm talking about, man,
we need to establish a code of conduct.
Yeah, man, we need to find out how we can motherfucking dream, how motherfuckers can be busted free around this motherfucker, man.
You know what? And I don't even know what to say. I mean, I'm just shocked, appalled, the whole nine. But you know what somebody called me today and said? They were like, "Lady Libra, you know what, you're a real nice person." I was like, "Really?" Because everybody else think I'm just, you know, they be like, "You be cussing people out on the show." I be scared to say something. I love to listen. Y'all crazy. Rest on, they crazy. Juicy sounds so sweet. Tim and Sweet, wait, you know. They just gave me the rundown on everybody. Then they went back to me and said, "You know what? You're a sweet dream and a beautiful nightmare." So I'm like, "I'm a sweet dream and a beautiful nightmare." Is that a compliment or
I can dig that.
You can dig that?
That's a compliment, though.
Lil Wayne, do you think that I'm a sweet dream and a beautiful nightmare or one or the other?
Lexico, white jag with a twisted lip. I ain't Mike Jack, but this is it. Warm everywhere. You like balloon boy, mama, you was never there. I am the kung fu panda. Purple of your block, purple of your propaganda. Good for the goose and it's good for the gander. Nikki ain't a rapper, Nikki is a brander. Please, you can never compare to me. All these bitches are scared of me. I am who they couldn't even dare to be. So that's all, first D. I go hard, pause, hash for the flow, get more, pause. I'm a bad bitch on all fours. The president be like, it's all yours. Weezy and Nikki from the A-game, high step. Go together like Ricky and his eye patch. Go together like a team in the gym. Kareem in the ring, the queen and the king.
Push it out, red bone, puss him out, eat you up, spit you out, fuck your girl in your house, I'm terrible, be careful, you might want to say a prayer or two, so cold I need every flu, I'm so high I need parachutes, I'm error proof, I'm never spooked, got my coupe heaven blue, and my flag red as hell, think it's sweet as devil's food, I never lose. My weapons used, fuck with me wrong, shit get ugly, Devin dude, and she's the queen, two's a couple, three's a scene, Weezy that nigga that you seen your dreams, get the pussy wet or be the springs, I'm Easter clean, shout to my homegirl Mika Means, anything we want we redeem, you niggas gassed up 93 Supreme, Nicki Minaj is the hardest bitch, more than the artist bitch, she talk a whole lot of shit and walk around like she President Carter's bitch. On a Barbie shit, and me, I'm on a car to six, and I can turn crumbs to bricks, and I can turn nuns to tricks, young moolah baby, fuck your feelings, and this is no feeling, yeah.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big 15, Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
And DJ Sweet, was you expecting that sprinkle? Because I know that song started off kind of different, and then it just, you know, you didn't even know Lil Wayne was going to be in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can smell that, man. You know, so I smell Beyonce too, man. She did her thing on that song, man.
Oh, okay, so you approve of the sprinkle?
Yeah, man, you sprinkle me damn, man.
Okay, so that's your dream. I mean, I just want to be sprinkling you with your dream.
No, man, I ain't trying to have no sweet dream, man, or beautiful nightmare, man. That's just too much for me, man.
You know what?
I need Joe to be in the middle, man. You know what I mean?
678-933. Your mic is open.
Chillin'.
ABK in the field.
Oh, that's the ABK. Okay. I'm just making sure that the gangsters and everybody stay on because, you know, I ain't never seen no shit like this before in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Don't get scared when the gangsters and pimps and the players and the mats get on, man. You know what I mean? Y'all don't run away, man. Don't get scared, man. We don't mean no harm. You know what I mean?
I can't help but get scared. Juicy, what's your dream, Phil? What's your dream?
Say it again.
Juicy.
Huh?
What's your dream? I'm going to tell y'all mine in a minute.
I'm getting to it right now.
See, has not started, I mean, does not officially end until 10 o'clock. So, DJ Swift, I'm going to need you to put it up and leave it up. Well, up. Hold on, wait.
See, I'm a safety,
dude. Because if you beat, I mean, up is, I mean, I ain't no way to even say that without it being that great.
Yeah, Duke can know how to keep it up. She's straight.
Wait,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like. Who texting? Hold on, wait a minute.
Hey, I'm a busy man.
And his mom, he on there ordering something. Let me see. What's the
I'm a busy man. I'm a networking man.
What's your dream meal? Because right now I'm finna grant you your dream.
Oh, for real?
But I just wanted to say that, you know, I feel like, you know, whatever on your mind, like you dream. Like, things that you want to do, like, things that you think about. So, you know, your dream really telling you, you know what I'm saying, what you want to do. I mean, I dream a lot of things.
So. I'm one of the people that dream stuff and it come true. I mean, you know, like, if you tell me you got to go to court, you know, I can go to sleep and dream and tell you what the alcohol goes. I hate that shit, though.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I could dream, I can go to sleep and tell you whether I'm going to take your man or not. I mean, I'm just saying.
Damn.
Oh. I'm just saying. I went to sleep and had a dream. Yeah. I mean, and my dream is to take over the world. And am I doing anything to move towards that dream? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on several websites naked. Just so I can get the hits that I want to take over the world. Huh?
What's up?
Shout out to Michael Morbin in the UK. What happened now?
Hey.
That's how they get pictures.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So when you dream something, it comes true.
Yeah, unless it's like one of them dreams when you, because you done had too much to eat. Huh?
Not no nightmare.
You know, like, say, for instance, you know how you eat late at night and they tell you don't eat and go to sleep because you have nightmares. Now, when I'm focusing on something and I'm like, well, I need to really know outcome of this situation. And then I go to sleep and have a dream about it. And I'm serious. I mean, I really am serious. I'm one of the people that have them kind of dreams that come true. And then at first I didn't want to believe it because I was like, no, I don't want to believe my brother going to be found guilty. I don't want to believe that. You know what I'm saying? Went to court and I was like, I'll be damned. I dream this. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I won't even tell if I done had a dream because I just sit back and just watch it play out. Because I'm like Libra, I know all things. Mm-hmm. I knew who I was gonna call in tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Through your dreams. Hell yeah!
I feel bad for people that don't have dreams though, because everybody don't dream.
That's scary.
I don't.
Who
don't dream? Some people be having some fucked up dreams. Mm-hmm. They be fighting and shit, and niggas be shooting at them and all kind of shit in their dreams.
That wasn't how I thought radio they were dreaming about was.
Yeah, we get snake bit and everything in their shit.
Wait a damn minute. You mean to tell me they be having dreams that they gonna shoot at them?
You know what they say? That be them niggas that be after you in real life. You know what I'm saying? They may not be shooting at you in real life, but it's niggas that hate on you. You know what I'm saying? And they trying to kill you. Trying to kill all the dreams you got. You know what I'm
saying? Because all dreams, just because you dream it, don't mean that it's, you know, at face value. It may be like symbolic or something else. Like people say when you dream that you having a baby in a dream, that don't mean that you're pregnant. That means you finna bring forth something new, a new idea, something finna,
right.
You know,
right.
Come forth.
Right.
My shit be fucked up sometimes, though. I got to start leaving the motherfucking TV on. Cause
you know how many of you start watching Nightmare on Elm Street?
I be getting sermons and shit in my dream, and I be like, hold on, I ain't.
Well, maybe that's your call. You might be supposed to be a pastor. I'm going to start calling you Pastor Swerve.
I know that.
Pastor DJ
Swerve.
Because I need you to start moving towards your calling.
I don't need my trip to hell expedited. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the gang told me that's what he wants you to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm sprinkling the stuff. I'm sprinkling them. Y'all gonna expect me. DJ Paul.
Woke up off that coma 2001. About the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents Nigga with an Attitude, Volume 1. Rap critics politicking, wanna know the outcome. Ready to die, reasonable doubt and doggy style in one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and all eyes on me. I watched the death of a dynasty, so I told Vibe magazine. Working with Dr. Dre was a... I had visions of making a classic. Then my world turned black, like I was staring out of Stevie Wonder's glasses. It's kinda hard to imagine, like Kanye West coming back from his fatal accident to beat making and rapping. But we the future. Whitney Houston told me that it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye and I brought you all my dreams.
Hello. Hey. Up, I thought I owed a nigga 20, 30. They never knew what they was doing, trying to reach in it. They said it trying to get the green. But since I got the green, money used to give me money. Say, here, let your mind. Cause you love me, nigga would do anything for me. Still, it's niggas in the hood that are looking at funny. Getting up out there was a dream, but as hard as it may seem, my nigga, you can't come with me if you follow what my needs. Now they call me Trey Songz, and I'm on your TV screen. Same nigga in the club, popping bottles with. Why you grilling looking green? I be chilling on the lane. Young Herb got me clean. First hat and jeans. Cause he love me. That nigga would do anything for me. Still it's niggas in the hood that are looking this funny. Getting up out there was a dream. But as hard as it may seem, nigga, you can come with me if you follow on my lead. My nigga Red so trill, told him still a triple B. We had some grass, it was hash. Took it down, let it clean. And we made a few. His cousin gave us. I used to bag them so skimp that we sold them for free. Hey, my niggas would do anything for me. Yeah, niggas in the hood that are looking at funny. Cause my nigga looking good and he hitting your honey. You still up in the hood and I'm getting more money. I'm destined to be the best. I feel it in my blood. Something up in my chest. Deep down into my guts. And I'm headed for the top. Ain't no way that you can stop me. Fighting like Rocky. You're so cocky. Matter of fact, call me Frank Sinatra. Roll with some gangsters, mobsters. These niggas that'll take that head that you got up off ya. Come on, cuz. Now it's the real thing.
Dream of Huey Newton, that's what I'm living through. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White House without a business suit? Compton had Jerry Curl dripping on Ronald Reagan shoes. Gave Michael in my demo, came here to pay my dues. Started off with Who Kid, then I start blazing Clue. It was all a dream like Big said it be. Don't sleep on me, homie, I bring nightmares to reality. Rap phenomenon, defying the rules of gravity. Studied all the classics, start revising my strategy. Cause Marshall Mathers made it, Curtis Jackson made it. Head in the clouds, wondering where the hell Marvin Gaye went. How do I say this? I'm living for my son, but I can't figure out why I'm at my temple with this gun. Wake up to a Jesus feast like a Catholic nun. The war to be a rap legend has just begun.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting
friend to eat from my pen, please. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, Left Eye had her, so I reached out to Kanye.
I brought you all my dreams.
Welcome back, world. For those of you all that are just tuning in, tonight's segment is about dreams. What is a dream? A sequence of images passing through a sleeping person's mind. It's also a fond hope. Topic. What are your dreams? What are some of your favorite / worst dreams? What are you hoping for in this life? What are you doing to keep hope alive? Dreams do come true. All you have to do is just believe. Tonight we're turning dreams into reality. Let's wake up. Scare him. DJ Sweet.
Oh.
Oh, hell no. I know goddamn well you ain't sleep. Can you pay attention? See, you think I gave you a whole fucking week. You should have slept the whole goddamn week. Do you know, don't see ABK, you know, Swerve G, Juicy.
You say Swerve G.
Y'all can keep on, y'all can start. You know, well, I got a dream. Like, I got a dream like Martin Luther King did. My dream is to write your motherfucking asses up.
No, that shit ain't coming true.
Yeah. What's going on, 44838? They phone keeps dropping. Yeah, they call. It just dropped off the switchboard. I know we got a lot of high volume of calls, but sometimes you have to come off. If you have Skype, you can Skype and dial the number in. If your phone is continuing to drop signals, because I keep seeing a lot of calls pop up and the hands go up, then it'll fall off the switchboard. I mean, I can't go back and catch them, you know what I'm saying, because I don't write the number down, you know what I'm saying? In the event, those of you that's listening and you desire to say something, please press the number 1. That will let us know that you desire to speak, and you will be included in the conversation. And, yes, I'm rambling because I'm fucking high, but that's what I do. My dream is to say hi.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
You know what I'm saying? Until then, happy listening. Shout out to Showtime. Shout out to ABK Records. Who is that? Is that a gangster or a pimp or a player? N.O.
What's that?
Don't be motherfucking quiet, because you know my dream is to suspend somebody.
Look, pick it out, though. On a serious note, you know what I mean? Before we get ready to ask, because I got several dreams, though, you said. But on a serious note, one of my dreams is to retire when I'm 50. You know what I mean?
Okay, what are you doing to make sure that dream come true?
While I'm working, and I also have several things in the stock market. So I got hit real hard by the stock market when it had a little crash. But you know,
how to trap that? I mean, damn.
I ain't hustling no more. I left that alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What you talking about? You went wild? What? How are you wild?
We got a lot of black people out here, you know what I mean, that's doing all this work, and they're not setting nothing up, you know what I mean, for when they get older, you dig, you know what I mean?
And I like that.
I just want to pass that out to, you know, all my black folks, you know what I mean? You know, we got a lot of black folks, old men out to that 60, 65, you know what I mean, and still struggling. They still got to work, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean, to all my young black folks who out there working, you know what I mean, doing the 9-to-5 thing, you dig? You know what I mean? Y'all make sure y'all set something up so, you know what I mean, where in the future y'all ain't got to be struggling. Y'all can sit on your ass and collect a check like the white folks, you dig? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
they make sure.
You know what I mean? And that's one of my dreams today, you know what I mean? So I left the hustling game alone because, you know, it ain't no more rules. And when I was hustling, it was rules and regulations, you know what I mean? You respected your elders. Yeah, you know what I mean? When I was hustling, You know what I mean? I'm 36. When I was hustling back in that era, the 90s.
You know what? You know, you go from different ages. One time you were 28. Now, can you make up your mind?
Nah, I'm 36. This is all my old lessons. We've been in the game a while back, you did. You know what I mean? When I was hustling, you know what I mean? We had rules and regulations. You know what I mean? The game got so sour to where niggas snitching on each other and doing all the other crazy shit. I don't understand how you go kill somebody and then you turn yourself in an hour later, you did. So, you know what I mean? I lead the game out there for all them young folks today. So, you know, I'm doing 9-5 thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? They doing it now. You know what I mean? They doing it now. Niggas going to rob somebody. They shoot somebody, then you go turn yourself in, you know what I mean? An hour later, then you're chilling on the whole city, you dig? So, you know what I mean? I leave that alone. Leave that for the young folks. You know what I mean? I'm doing 9-5 thing.
That's some real shit. That's some real shit. That's part of that shit, too, as motherfucking black folks, when you start saving your goddamn money and setting up your shit. Stop dipping into your shit to go buy rims for your car, nigga. Stop dipping into your shit to check out. And your fucking 401k because you want to start hard during Christmas time.
You know what I mean?
I can't see so many people get flat screen TVs during income tax time, and then 2 months later they pawning the shit to pay a damn bill. That shit is confusing me. I'm still, and as high class as I am, I don't have a flat screen TV. I don't. I don't even watch TV. What the fuck I need a platform for? But you know something,
what I learned, you know what I mean? I get more pussy than that nigga who riding in that heavy Chevy riding, you know, riding on the 20. I get more pussy. I'm driving a Lahana, you heard me? You know
what
I mean?
That wasn't your
dream. That ain't my dream. I'm living that right now, you heard me?
Hey, that's some real shit. That's what I started doing. I put away all the TVs and the rims, all that shit, and they got scooted around in the motherfucker. We call it the motherfucking cash car. You know what I'm saying? You can pull them in the cash car, baby, and you good to go. You know what I mean?
So I just wanted to lay that out. I just wanted to keep it real before I get X-rated today, because I got some X-rated today. You know, some X-rated shit. You know what I mean? So I just want to keep it real to all my black folks who out there working, hustling, doing whatever you do today. Stop going up in the club and spending all your money. Go on the strip club and spending all your money. Go on the store buying all your, spending all your money on the clothes, you dig? You know,
oh,
you put something up.
Radio and
so when you,
oh, okay.
So put it up so when you get old, you know what I mean, you ain't got to struggle. You dig? You can just kick back and just, you know what I mean, just chill out. You hear me?
We
that
have saved
the girl
of
my dreams,
you know, and that's what you're doing. One show at a time.
That was the girl of my dreams told me when she was taking my clothes off. Yeah, I said, why you wear all this polo, Swerve? I said, hey, don't worry about that. You know
Swerve is roped the hell up.
I'm
just saying. Juice, what's your dream?
My dream is to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, what is it that you
want to
be? A pimp? A gangster? I mean, what? Make it in what?
What are you trying to make it to?
See, I just want to be happy. I want to be wherever I want to be.
Well, where is it that you want to be?
You
know what I'm saying?
I'm saying wherever.
No doubt. I can tell you that.
I'm trying to figure out why DJ Sweet ain't saying that.
I'm going to take her there tomorrow.
DJ Sweet?
I got a dream. Yo, we're going to take over the whole internet world, man.
That
dream already came true, cuz. You're a prophet.
Sorry, you didn't even understand what I mean by taking over
life. Get deep for me. Get deep one time for me.
Uh-oh. And in high demand, man. This shit is in HD now, man. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to take this thing to the video screen and all that shit, man. You know what I mean?
All
right. Got
y'all heard of him? Y'all heard DJ Sweet dream. And DJ Sweet, what are you doing to move towards that dream?
Man, right now, man, we shooting videos and shit, man. We in the yo, man. We putting shit on wax. Man, we out here in these streets, man. We promote, man. We got a goddamn strong street team right now, man. If we can just keep our little smaller sucker or goddamn clit tight, man, we can goddamn achieve that dream right now, man, as we speak, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you just took it deeper than the pussy of a bitch 6 feet.
Damn, what the fuck? Wait a damn minute now, Swerve. Don't start no shit tonight now. Y'all, how Hot Side Radio Land. Y'all have to score us down, see. Hey, shout out to my drugs. I'm dreaming. Y'all have to excuse DJ Swerve. I'm going to write him up, y'all. That'll help the world.
That's cool. I ain't going to
write him
up.
You going to write him up, too? What you say, Deuce? I'll write him up.
I'm not writing
more. Just
to take Swerve
up
here.
She's
going one pimp to the next.
I appreciate you, baby. We're looking out.
I'm glad the gangsters on here. Shout out to ABK Russell.
I but for real shit on this phone.
Yeah, I had the real ones on here. We keep them on here. We selfish with the real men.
Yeah, we kind.
I know it's a lot of women dream for us to let some of them go so they can get a whole thing.
And another one of my dreams is today is to see the world, you know what I mean? I done been to every major city in the United States, but now I want to see the world, you know what I mean? UK,
hey.
Africa, Dubai.
And what are you doing to move towards that dream?
What
make
I'm doing,
that dream
well, I'm putting a little money to the side, you know what I mean? So, you know, so I'm trying to make that trip to Africa, but, you know, so it's going to take a couple of years. But.
My dream is to date 90% of the men in the world. And I'm working hard to get one. Shout out to your stuff.
You guys are cool.
Shout out to Tree Deuce over at ABK Records.
Shout
out to Seymour Films. What'd you even say for RG?
I'm saying shout out to D.
Shout out to him.
I'm saying it's two of them.
38 hot.
Oh.
You nuts.
Shout out to Juice.
My nigga.
Hi.
Shout out to the Bread Brothers and all these parties we finna be, all these pre-parties we finna have.
All right.
You know, it's a Libra versus a Virgo for the month of September. We finna show these Virgos we run this thing.
No doubt.
Shout out to the label, Lady Libra, you know, Lady Libra, I did some homework on that Lady Libra, you know what I mean? And I heard it be big, I heard it be popping, you know what I mean? So I got to make sure my faith is in place, you know what I mean? I heard it be popping, so, you know what I mean? All my listeners, y'all, make sure y'all come out to that Lady Libra show they're going to be having.
The Celebrity Libra Fair.
That's what's up.
That's my dream, to make sure it pop bigger than ever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to understand. You know, I realized that I was a sexual woman. I didn't know I was sexual. I just thought this was everybody was like me. I just thought this was normal. I said, you know how you walk, like everybody got two arms and two legs. I thought that everybody was sexual. But then my little brother is a big-time promoter, and I keep looking at his events. This is my biological brother. You know, some people, you take on as your little heart brother. This is my bloodline, and this nigga is promoting an event. He just sent it to me. The Pipe Me Down Porn Star Pajama versus Lingerie Bash. I can't understand this.
Well, that's it.
Nigga,
you
just dropped 22 weeks ago. The Pipe Me Down Porn Star Pajama versus Lingerie Bash going down Saturday, September the 25th at Level 2. I'm going to put my on him.
Yeah,
what?
I'm for it. Be that too,
babe.
For it. Be that too,
babe.
Don't
go. I'm not for this shit. I'm finna call my mama and tell on his ass.
I'm taking that emotion.
You know what I'm saying? What the hell is wrong with him?
This
my little brother. What is wrong with young Trent?
That's why he lied.
Hey, man, it's the A-Town, man. This is what we do in the A-Town, man. You know what I mean?
The Pipe Me Down Porn Star Pajama versus Lingerie Bash. Can you say rope the hell up? You don't want to miss this. It's the last pajama party of 2010.
How you going to write that, man? Over 21.
I'm going to write my little brother up because that's my little brother. I can write him up. And I'm going to put him on suspension if he don't do better.
Man, you
I'm scared for him to promote the Celebrity Libra Fair. And I'm going to tell him what he going to be saying.
You still got a little hate in you, too. You hate like that now. You can't hate like that, show.
You know I ain't hating on little trendsetter, but he is out of control. My mama's like, he called me at 4 o'clock in the morning because the shower had something happened at the house. And I'm trying to figure out what he doing in the bathtub at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sitting there saying, you don't want to know. It wasn't just him. It was about four more people.
Look
at my cousin. He's a pimp. My little brother, having porn star pipe me down. You got to go to his party in pajamas and lingerie. And then all I can think about is how I'm going to fuck some freak, some keeping somebody's dick in my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ain't hard to do.
It ain't hard to do. I mean...
But I had a lingerie party at a club in Samuel, and that thing was thick. So I could just imagine the Guapico girl folk going to come out to that. I was all up in that thing. So,
I was told that I was somebody's dream girl.
We need to step up, Lady Leva.
You need to shut the hell up because I'm trying to get well. What's wrong with you? Have you know what laid out dead? Y'all know I'm in recovery state. I'm getting ready to come out, though. And when I come out, I'm going to be the girl of somebody's dreams, baby. Flora, can I be the girl of your dreams?
Nah, that spot already taken, but you can get next.
Oh, okay. What's the girl of your dreams like? What do you mean?
Hey, the girl of my dreams, man. Yeah, she over here right now, as a matter of fact. Hold on, baby.
You know
she
what?
She like to show out when I be on the phone and shit.
I'm going to need you to get your dick out of her mouth and continue the show, please.
It's too late. It's too late for us. Save yourself.
You know what? Can you say wrote up? Wrote up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no, girl of my dreams, man. She just gotta be real, man. She gotta be real freaky. You know what I'm saying?
Now you something you like for her to do.
I used to
date this French guy, and he used to speak French to me all the time. He'd be, oh, me, mon chéri, oh, this, oh, this. I'd be like, oh, honey, hold on, just wait. Let my pants
hold, honey. The Puerto Rican mommies are definitely hot in demand.
Oh, you like the girl in your dreams, you want her to speak Spanish? Oh,
you must be, girl, my dream.
DJ Sweet. Swerve.
What's good?
You know?
What's that?
Oh, Sweet.
Yo.
My fault. I thought I had to take y'all mute. Excuse me. So, is that how you like your women to speak Spanish to you?
Oh, man, my little mommy got to speak Spanish, baby.
Okay, well, what the hell is that bro just saying that song? I ain't know nothing.
She said, Swerve is my secret lover, but I got to pretend. Every day like I'm in love, my man.
She said all that?
All of that shit. Listen real close next time you cut it back on. Listen real close.
DJ Sweet.
Yo.
I know you got some Latino bitches on your team.
I can bounce for cuz. I know I can bounce for cuz with them Puerto Ricans, though.
You better
what?
Yeah, boy, I can vouch
for you. Did you like the new song I just introduced for the Spanish listeners? Because we done took over Mexico, and, you know, one of our languages is Spanish, so I'm sure they enjoying that, because I didn't know what the hell was being said. But it sounds good. What you think?
I don't know.
Hold on, we got 838. Oh. 44838.
Yeah, anybody, you know who number that is. You better know one of them bread brother numbers, yeah.
Juicy, you heard that, Juicy?
That was
my dream. I was dreaming that one of the Bread Brothers was gonna call in tonight, and my dream came true.
You said you might be helping, baby.
Didn't I tell you? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
678-558. I think that's fast. Is it fat?
Hey, nah, this your boy John Doe checking in. What's happening, Peanut? What it do, big dog?
Hey, man, you know me, man. You know me, keeping the streets locked. You know how I do, man. What it
well,
do,
you
baby?
Know how we get out. Hey, how we get out, bro. You know I had to check in and show us some love. You know how it goes.
Where y'all checking in at? Where y'all calling from? Where y'all at?
Man, you know where I'm at. I'm the king of Camelton, man. That's where I'm at on Camelton, man.
Well, I'm right around the corner from that nigga. I'm walking back around Camelton. Shit.
Well, I'm
on the
way over there where y'all at, shit.
Man, he ain't coming.
My dream is to see what y'all gonna get into tonight.
That's the move, man.
Right.
Hey, man. I'm on here trying to let everybody know, man, that big birthday bag going down, man. September 25th. They leave with the host, man. Bread Brothers, man. You know, celebrating my 31st birthday in the house. I don't know what to do, man.
But you already know I'm going to be in the building chopping it down with you.
Where is it going to be?
You performing it.
Oh, well, shit. You already heard that. Y'all heard it. It's official. I already been told I'm performing, so shit.
Oh,
I'm
man, you know John Doe performing, man. Anybody out there on this guy?
What's your name,
land,
John Doe?
There you is. There you
is.
Let me be coming through you motherfucking speaker.
I'm saying.
Hey,
Sweet dream and a beautiful
team,
nightmare.
Don't open that team, club him for free on the ground line. I want all the beautiful ladies, man. They y'all open be free to 12. Goddamn giving away drinks and everything. Margaritas, man, what you buy, man. Come on.
Y'all Libras need to come on down and start these pre parties off leading up into the Celebrity Libra Fair.
Hell yeah.
Peanut. Make sure, goddamn, you fuck with me, Peanut. Every Saturday, Club Bankhead, free all night long, free parking, everything, bro. Everything free.
Oh, yeah.
I stout that.
Y'all got to go fuck with Erica, man. Isis Promotion, man. John Doe, man. They over there doing their thing. Club Bankhead, Bread Brothers went over there last month. Check that thing down, man. Y'all got to go check them people out, man. They doing big things, man. Real tough.
Lady Libra will be in the house.
Believe that.
Okay. Sitting there looking pretty.
Yeah.
My dream is to look pretty all night.
Yeah, that's the move. Are you in?
What's your dream, Peanut? What's your vision right now?
Man, my vision right now is to see BBM and Hot Talk at the beginning of next year, one of the hottest magazines, the hottest radio station in Atlanta, man. Bringing it.
Hey.
Hey,
excuse me, I almost said I had to cut loose for a minute. My dream was to cut loose just for one little second. Papa, but what are you doing to move towards that vision and to make that dream manifest? What are you doing at this point to make it happen, Peanut?
Right now, I just took over a lot of things, and I just figured out the game, man. So BBM is the new magazine we bringing out. Jock going to be the first issue. And you know what I'm saying? About trying to get in it, y'all got to get with Lady Lee. And Hot Talk and BBM just merged. We'll merge today, but we're going to make official tomorrow at the meeting. So it's about to be some good things in Atlanta, man, for all the local artists that just want to get in the magazine, get their stuff played. We finna put you on.
Hey.
Real talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all heard that. And if you didn't, the show will be available for your listening at 11:30. You can just play it back and hear what he said in case you know what I'm saying, your dream had your little toss up and you might have missed something.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know what happened? Wait a minute. You know, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Because I ain't want to have to write you up, you know what I'm saying? Because my dream is to not write people up so much.
Well, your dream shall come true.
John Doe.
What's happening?
What's your dream, honey? And I'm going to tell you, your dream is to marry me, because you know that's what's
happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
I don't want nobody to know we together. You know what I'm saying?
My dream is to go ahead and take these checks to the bank and cash in with BBM and Hot Talk Radio. You know what the move is, man. I wrote this shit, man. For everybody out there listening, Hot Talk Radio, BBM. BBM, if y'all niggas ain't on your game fucking with BBM, but yeah, we'll get shortcut now, I'm telling you. Yeah, got to be on point with these folks.
Cop Peanut still man. Giving out checks for the first people that hate on us.
Oh, yeah, $100 for all my haters, man. $100 for y'all haters.
Put them niggas on the payroll.
yeah, got to keep them goddamn straight. I need all my haters, man. We need them, man. Line them up at the door.
I'm glad that you went and looked at my pictures, John, though. I see I'm
the girl
of your dreams.
Oh, yeah, you know, I keep you posted up. You already know I keep that shit 100 posted up, too, man. You know what it is. You're the same
man,
late on the radio.
Don't
leave
it here. Don't leave it here, John, though, man. They got two sides. Hey. You got four, both of them.
Hey, man, shit.
Oh, that's a dream about both of them. Oh, shit.
That's my sleep partner right there.
Yeah, don't come on here acting up. Don't you do it now.
Hey, man, that boy just put me up on game. Good.
I mean, I'm a little tossed up right now.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it just made, hey, A-Swerve.
What's good?
You know what that made me think of?
What the?
Let me think. I'm trying to figure out. I wanted you to kind of guess it. But it kind of, see, he said you got to fuck both of them. You got to fuck both of them. That's kind of like a wet dream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
gotta
freeze mentally
and emotionally. Ain't nothing wrong with a dream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all will learn to respect me. DJ Lady
Lee, talk to me.
Then I take it to the
body wet. To make your body flow like the ocean. I'm kicking up your back, licking off the lotion. I go below your waist, cause I love your taste. Kiss you in your mouth, how you love the taste. Can you feel his lips? Can you feel his tongue? Lips so soft, make you say, was it a wet dream or was it real sex? Turn the fan on, the sheets wet.
We're back, world, and I'm so soaking wet. You know.
What was that?
Can you say detention? John Doe?
What's happening?
DJ Pimpin' Sweet.
Yo, what I...
Juicy.
Here, yeah.
Hi. Word G. Lane to lane
yeah.
On this motherfucking shit.
You gotta know it.
Yeah, so. Let me think. I got a dream. That one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. Oh, excuse me. That's somebody else's dream. Damn. I thought that was my dream. I got a dream that all these bitches will stop losing sleep by these motherfucking niggas. They don't belong to their ass anyway. See? I gotta sprinkle them, cuz. Cuz, can I sprinkle them?
Girl, gotta sprinkle them one time.
Go ahead and sprinkle them. See,
man,
when you're sitting there losing sleep, about something that you can't control another person. You barely can control yourself. When you realize that we are actors in our own script, and that the script is already written, and if it's in the script for him to fuck around with me, ain't nothing you can do about it. Just let the script be fulfilled.
Preach.
And for those that's on the switchboard, in the event that you desire to say something, please press the number 1, and that will alert me that you desire to speak, and you'll be brought into the conversation. Until then, happy listening. Now, understand that we actors. Right now, the skit is for me to be saying what I'm saying now. The skit was for John Doe to call in and try to find out what his name is. I mean, I'm just saying. So, if the skit calls for Lady Libra to take your man, just understand that was all in the plan. And just move on and hide the next one. And hope that it ain't in the skit for me to find him. So for those of you that like to call in and listen, hey, cuz, I saw Hip Hop Shop. Wait a minute, hold on. World Hip Hop Radio, wait a minute, World Hip Hop Star, World Star Hip Hop. It was a video where a chick was on the phone with her boyfriend while she fucked another nigga up. Can you believe some shit like that, cuz? Swerve, you know, Juicy, Dondo.
Yeah,
I'm gonna talk about need on my team.
Black you believe in shit like that?
Hey,
but I mean, how can you do all that and not even flinch, and your nigga can't even hear another dick in your mouth? I mean,
no, that nigga's a bust, though, man. If any nigga can't hear, put a dick in the mouth, man. That nigga's a real bust, man.
My dream is for him to find him a real bitch. She on the phone like this right here. I should have took my ass to church today. Bitch, church and dick in the same spot? In your mouth? She had a dick in her mouth while she said the word church. That's my dream, to be that bad. Now, I know I'm a bad mama jamma, just as fine as I can be. But I am not. My dream is to be able to do some shit like that.
I got room for her on my squad, too, man.
You want me? I know the bitch. I mean, and I, you know, on the next segment, we're going to show you how I know her.
Yeah,
we're going to have some fun. But right now, you know, we're going to stick to the sweet dreams. You know, we're going to take it to the triple X portion. This is just a rated R segment.
Well, put the Hot One Hot Talk Radio out there and let Hot Talk Radio get on that whole damn mic. You know what I mean?
You know I am.
What you need to do is just call her and tell her she got a meeting with the doctors. Let me and DJ Sweets interview her.
DJ Sweets interview her.
At a private disclosed location.
Are you going to hire her?
And we go, she can audition.
Oh, that's what I mean.
And then we'll talk about whether she get hired or not.
Hold on. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. What happened to your phone, Peanut? My dream is for your phone not to be dropping phone calls.
Man, I'm up here cooking that boss shit. He needs some crabs and scrimps, yeah. So I go check on my goddamn food, yeah. Sorry,
yeah.
I just screwed up 12 pounds. They had the crab legs on sale for $4.99 a pound. I mean, up on 12 pounds and bitches.
Man, I just went and bought a goddamn case. Fuck it, goddamn. They didn't call today. Wish y'all was close.
Yeah.
Y'all come grab y'all a leg.
Me too. My dream is to have a crab leg.
No doubt.
But goddamn, you pull on up on me, your dream gonna come true. And I'm gonna give you 9 on them legs. Yeah.
You can even get the third one.
Yeah,
you know what?
Even throwing in the third.
My 30, that's my AK-47. It's hot. You know what I'm saying? It's hot.
Hey, Juice.
That dirt ass.
Hey.
Hi.
There she go.
Hey, Juice, I heard you got a big booty. That's why you got your name, Juice.
Because I got
this
tattoo on my booty.
That's the most important thing.
Is that your dream?
No, my dream wasn't to see the tattoo. My dream didn't know where the booty pig. I mean, you can visualize a lot of shit, but I don't look touching to it. Something bright in reality.
He believed you were 18 years old. You know, this is the X-rated portion, my fault.
You did just have a wet dream.
Hey, Paul, you know how to toot that little thing up.
What'd you say, y'all?
Juicy be tooting that little thing up, too. You need to check it out.
You ain't even seen all that. Juicy, see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she toot that thing up, man.
Oh, y'all coming to the,
buddy.
On the 25th, I'll be there.
That's going to be her. That's going to be her way of letting everybody see her because she don't have no Facebook page.
That's fucked up, man. For her Facebook page.
Exactly. I've been telling her. She wrote up, though. She got three write-ups.
Because everybody go there like they know me and they don't know me.
Right. That's crazy.
This motherfucker is crazy. That one is wild, right? Everybody go like they know me and they don't know me. Everybody got a motherfucking know Lady Libra.
Juicy don't need no Facebook, man. You don't need no Facebook, Juicy.
Yes, listen at me. DJ, he's trying to keep it on the low.
Yeah, man. I like that work, man. I'm very exclusive, man. You know what I mean? You'll never know, man. That's
you
how
stupid.
Real players operate, man. We operate in secrecy, man.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Can you say detention hall?
Hey, Lily. Hey, Lily.
What up, babe? What up, Peanut Libra?
What you feel? You feel that you tell them now that you finna expand, or you want to just wait on them? Because once
well,
you expand, you got to know
that
he's fucking with you now.
And they say the Hot Top Radio was 38 hot, right? They say we 38 hot. And since we finna expand, I'm going to continue to, we're going to continue to follow the dream. But I'm going to continue to follow it till I die. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we can tell them now, we're going to tell them later, because I'm going to continue to do this shit till I die. You know what I'm saying?
But for everybody online tonight, y'all fuck with her the long way. Y'all fuck with Lady Libra and Juicy. Y'all fuck with these people the long way. They've been putting you on. They've been letting your music go. We finna expand this thing. We finna go at least 50 ranges. We finna go up in the air on this thing. So, y'all need to really fuck with BBM, Hot Talk.
So hard, them niggas get on lean. Stomachs are crawling, we trying to feed. So every lyric must rise to breeze. Women and those come into the scene. Like a guitarist, pulling up strings. Porsches come, a limousine. Dukes, Raris, Lamborghinis. Cook them cookies, get that cream. She so bad, walk so mean. Crystal necklace, crystal ring. Look like I'm sick on the treasure queen. Diamonds clean, jewelry seen. Stay on that green like a marine. Follow my dreams till I die. Ain't for the town. Raised on the block and was made to arrive. Spreading my wings till I fly. Pain is a lie. Put my name on the line and my patience a guide. Follow my dreams till I die. Pain for the time. Raised on the block and was made to arrive. Spreading my wings till I fly. Till I die, pain for the time, raised on the block, and was made to arrive, spreading my wings till I fly.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through the speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it. Big Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio.
You know?
What's that?
DJ Pimp and Sweet?
Oh.
MC Juicy? I was gonna make her MC. How y'all like that sprinkle? Following your dreams till you die.
That was straight right there.
It's like 38 hot. Smoking.
You like
baby.
That DJ Sweet?
Yeah, that's it. That was 30 hot right there, man.
Yeah, that was 38 hot. And we'll ride or die. Mm-hmm. Kids on house. Ride or die. I found out yesterday I was part of Ride or Die too. Something that'll give me a tattoo with all these different stuff on me. Ride or Die, Red BBM, ACR, Lady Libra. I'm just gonna be tatted up and grilled out. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That's my dream.
Alright, that sound like a winner.
Juice, I'm gonna need you to stop pimping on phone while we work.
Huh?
I mean, now she's turning into a female player, too, cuz. What you got to... Are you going to write her up, cuz? Because that's your...
No, man. That's what we do, man. We sprinkle the folks, man, so they can become female players and we all can get along, man. That's what we need in the world, man.
You know, how you feel about it? Cause I got to see... You know, my assistant. I got to see what Eno say. You know what you say?
Yeah, I'm speechless right now, you heard?
Yeah, because you know what? Because you probably trying to figure out what you going to do with bitch one, bitch two. Did you add a bitch three over the week?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I'm chilling. Nah, I'm chilling. You know what I mean?
I thought you were finna be like, old boy from Northern Kentucky. Drew down on.
Nah.
Shout out Northern Kentucky.
Nah, I keep mine under control, though, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? I ain't got to worry about all that. You know what I mean?
For those of you out there that's listening, just go back and pick a show. I can't even tell you what's a favorite, what's a good show, because we take the simplest shit and make a hell of a 2 hours out of it. You might say some shit like, I can't believe this shit, and that's a whole show. We've done it. That's a damn shame. We've done it. You got one more time. We've done it. So go back and catch it when old boy say, I was sitting at the barbecue, and Mimi walked up. And she put the pills to my head. I'm like, nigga, you don't even sound like you got no dick. You don't make nobody want to draw down on it. Who?
I think
you know, I done had some good dick in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a female that needs. See, I done figured out. Ladies, this is the rule to the game. Men, this is for y'all ass, too. No woman, no man, except the one, only woman is Lady Libra. No woman, no man has everything. You going to either get the nigga with the good dick and his money going to be mediocre, or you going to get the nigga with the bankroll who ain't got time to fuck. Now, he ain't got time to fuck because he grinding trying to keep that paper coming. You can't have it all unless you get Lady Libra. Because, see, you know what I mean? Hey. So I've been always a female that had money, knew how to get it. So I could deal with the nigga that, you know what I'm saying, ain't necessarily got stacks on this. You know what I'm saying? He getting it, but he ain't just, you know, sitting up tossing me 10 G's at a time. You know what I'm saying? So I done had some good dick in my life. But I ain't never ran across a man that made me want to put a pistol to a nigga head. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared of that kind of dick, you know.
That
sounds like I might jeopardize my motherfucking freedom or some shit.
I ain't never had none of these people.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Shout out to Showstopper.
Wait.
I'm just saying, it's a good dick. Awesome. I don't have some good dick, baby. And those of you all that know you got good dick, know you got good dick. But I ain't going to draw down on you, Bootney. When I draw down on you. I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass. I ain't going to just draw. I ain't going to flick. I don't flex, you know.
But you know, Lola, I ain't never had it. I've been threatened like that before, but I ain't never had it where it's been actually been dead before, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I've been threatened, you know what I mean, when they say certain shit. But he ain't never been dead, you know what I mean? So, shit, I don't know. I ain't feeling that. I think he was dreaming, though, you heard me? So I think that was one of his dreams or something.
Oh, you say? Because I'm still waiting on him to call me when he gives so we can put him up. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I don't want Mimi to, I don't want Mimi to kill him. Mimi was going to fuck him up when she got out of jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, I don't know what to say about that one, you heard me?
You know what I'm saying?
That was comedy right there, though, you did. That was comedy.
I'm talking about, man. That shit, that was tickling me. I was like, I can't take it. I couldn't even get a man advice for laughing in his face. I said, what kind of fucking doctor am I? I'm laughing at the damn shit. I felt so bad, you know what I'm saying?
I
was like, are you serious? And for all of you all that share the same birthday, October the 5th, I get people just putting stuff on, sending me messages and sending me posts. My birthday, October the 5th. I know you dynamic. Because if you share the same birthday, I do. Ooh-wee. My dream is for us to take over the motherfucking world. And I'm what I'm doing to get toward that dream, working on the Celebrity Libra Fest. So for all of you Libras, go to the group section on Facebook. Because I realize there's a difference in pages that you can just like versus stuff you can just join. Now, you can like Heat from the Street. That's our street scene, our promotional side of Hot Talk Radio. We be on location. We all work all divisions. But the main person, when we having to hold down the switchboard, they be running around pimping, is our own Miss Fat. Hot Tie Radio. So, however, and then we got our regular Hot Tie Radio page. You go and like those pages. That way you can stay current, and I won't have to be trying to inbox all this separate shit. Because, I mean, I ain't seen nothing like it. I went and looked at the globe and realized that this was a major accomplishment for London and Italy, Kuwait,
no
and the Brazil, shouting out HTR like that.
No doubt.
And this ain't no dream. This is in black and white. Fuck with us. Taking over the motherfucking world. One show at a time. We healing the world. Dr. N.O. Dr. Sweet. These are some of the best doctors I've ever seen in my life. Once I get advice from them, I'm all better. DJ Sweet told me to let my man have as many bitches as I have niggas. That's what DJ Sweet told me. Because I was getting ready to cut a nigga off. DJ Sweet said, no, cuz. I said, he can't do me like I do him. Cuz said, let him have it. Men have a need to feed. They have a need to fuck around. And then what you told me, cuz?
Hey, man, you got to stick to the script, man. You know what I mean? Especially when you're in public, man. You got to act like you have some sense. So, you know, if you're in a relationship and shit and you see your other mate talking to another nigga or whatnot, man. Y'all let that shit play out, man. You know what I mean? Ain't no need to motherfucking judge and rush to conclusions about some bullshit. You know what I mean? Just let that shit. We got to be some bosses in this thing, man. We all got to be boss like, man. We're looking for some boss of women, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the super bitches, man.
No doubt.
Did you see how that page is growing every day? You know, I know you've been on that beat.
Yeah.
I got bad bitches on that armor.
Yeah. I've been friend requests like a motherfucker, too, you heard?
And we calling all the bitches out to all the events we having. And for those of y'all that's tossed up and sitting there saying, ooh, she calling them bitches. No, baby. You said that like it's a bad thing. That's beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. I'm not the only super bitch in the world. And I'm proving it by uniting us together. We finna take over the world, the super bitches.
But you the number one super bitch, though, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know, but you know, yeah, you right.
Believe that.
You right. You know what I'm saying? But I share. You know what I'm saying? I realize that, you know, I wasn't the only one he made with superpowers. I ain't the only one that can look good and talk with some sense. And for those who don't know me, I go from an intellectual level to straight motherfucking hood if I feel like it.
That's yeah. What's up. That's what's up.
I mean, I made straight A's in school and in college.
That's
but I'd rather be a female player. Fuck with it. I am who I am. That's my dream.
Yeah, because speaking of Miss Fat, man, last time I heard from Miss Fat, man, she had no option herself off and shit, you know what I mean? About to let Mike, well, like, he got 500 on it, you know what I mean? So let me get down, let me sprinkle my pistol, okay? I'm out there myself off for 500 a month, man. Y'all fuck with your boy, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to be having some motherfucking fun, y'all, at some of these events. We're going to be auctioning off the host. We're going to be having some goddamn fun. We've been the fucking, man, I've been sick since, shit, I'm sorry, July, since June. Don't you realize how much trouble I got to cause now? I got to make up for them 3 months. And if they don't act worse than I do, they're going to be suspended. So that means the host from Hot Side Radio is going to be showing they dream is to show their motherfucking ass.
Yeah, man, because we're about to get cold, so it's time to get in where you fit in, man. Well, you know, we're making
some bad motherfuckers on here now.
Yeah, we're making this happen for big girls when they get cold, you know what I mean? We do that.
DJ Pimp and Sweet, Devil Now, N.O., Looking Good, Swerve, all on. I'm telling you, y'all know I don't even socialize people that ain't cute. I'm sorry. So just know if they in my clique, they on point.
But hold on, I ain't cute though, Lady Libra. I'm handsome though, you hear me?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to sprinkle it too hard, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
I'm sitting over here and I got a chemical peel and shit. Well, somebody hard just being beautiful, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, you have to work at
that shit.
Okay.
I'm gonna be giving beauty tips. I'm finna goddamn enlighten my people of color. Cause see, we don't have to age and grow old gracefully no more. You can defile that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna look good to the day I die, and I mean that shit. And y'all know I do. Those that know me know I mean that shit. Ouch. That shit hurts. We're going to be having pampering parties. We're going to be having some damn fun. It's time to get out here and get it. My dream is the damn. I'm talking about, I tell y'all all the time, live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be.
That's
exactly what the dream is.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? I give y'all a little break. 4 weeks, everybody's trying to refresh. I mean, it was a holiday, you know what I'm saying? I do shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you be needing a moment to do you. And the listeners, because see, we keep the listeners so captivated, they can't get shit done. So I have to just force everybody to sit down for a minute and go do something else.
I miss you though, you heard me. You did, poo poo. You know you got my private number. I don't even know why you acting. But I started to put an APB out on you though, you heard me.
You should have, because my dream was for you to find me.
For sure. And I miss Juice with affects sex sign itself too.
I'm finna do Juice got a song finna come out.
Thank you.
See,
y'all heard. Did you like that Spanish rendition of The Girl of My Dreams, N.O.?
Yeah, I like that shit.
That was something different. We sprinkling them with different shit. See, that was something for the Latino listeners, the Spanish listeners and shit. I have no clue what the fuck she said, but whatever she said, it was sexy. So sexy. So Juice is finna do the American version, and then I'm going to have it done in French. So we're going to have a song that's going to be in all different languages. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, no matter what race you are, got a girl of their dreams.
Yeah. But when y'all do that Deuce version, y'all make sure I get that ringtone on you, did.
Shout out to Showstopper. You know that was another one of his originals.
Oh, that was Showstopper right there?
You didn't know, you know?
Huh?
Huh? Shit,
I was trying to take over the world, huh?
Mm, and me too, but I got something for that ass. He ain't finna be taking over me.
I'm talking about me too, man. I want to shout out to Keisha, man, who I met at the Caribbean Festival, man, from the Bahamas, man. Hey, man, I appreciate that sprinkle, man. Appreciate it.
She sprinkled you?
Oh, yeah, Caribbean Festival. Shout out to the Bahamians, man, all the Jamaicans, man, all them folks, Trinidad, all y'all folks, man. I'm scared of y'all Creole people, man, but I fuss with you, though, you know what I mean?
And for those that's listening, and you got music in those languages, send it to hottopradio@gmail.com. We don't discriminate. We're taking over the world. We got to cater to every damn body. That was why I wanted to introduce my Spanish song tonight, baby. I have no clue to what she said, but it sounded good. And Juicy going to do the American version in her sexy voice.
Yeah, and you know what? And I want to give a shout-out to all the Marine Corps, all the people that saved the beaches and stuff when the BPR spill came, you know what, and it's like you have to be placed in a situation to see and to appreciate it. And when I went to Daytona Beach, you know, for Labor Day weekend, and just to be on the beach and to see people enjoying the beach, you know, out there walking, swimming, parasailing, everything, you know, just, you know, make you thankful, you know. So shout out to everybody, you know, that was a part of rescuing the animals, the birds, everything, you know.
No doubt, shout out to the boots. You heard me, shout out to the boots.
I can go back.
You know, I checked your Hot Top Radio's, what the fuck? Man, my medicines, y'all got to excuse me. Hot Top Radio, I'm talking about radio. Hot Top Radio's Legion of Gemini, and your numbers are going up.
That's what's up, I know, that's what's up. They need to get on board, baby, you know what I mean?
Now,
Gemini's
y'all
trying
know
to take
how
over
they
the world, you did.
I got a takeover spirit. Stay the hell off my Libra page unless you're a Libra. Shit. Go join the rest of
them. I'm all counseled. We're
wet. I definitely am. Y'all can join the little page. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one of the ways. But see, you know the way how hard I go when we promote. And I got every guy there. I got all the motherfucking three teams fucking with High Top Radio. So y'all know y'all going to know when the Libra affair and the pre-parties and all that shit jump off. So you ain't going to miss nothing. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted everybody to be on their sign page so that way when we host an event for the different Zodiac, that yeah, they would know. You know what I'm saying? But if they on the Libra page and they sign as Taurus and I'm soliciting shit for Tauruses, they might miss something. That's why I was just being like that. But, you know, High Top Radio's Legion of Libra on tags. It's like 200 strong. They like, we ain't saying her. And I went on there to find, I'm like, are y'all Libra? They like, no. I said, oh, well, you can't beat them, might as well join them, shit. You know.
They just trying to get down with what's hot, though, you know what I mean? They
yeah, and
High Top
Radio
hot,
is the hottest thing smoking, you know.
Believe that. You know,
I mean, I didn't know it until I kept, you know, making contacts and talking to other celebrities, and I was like, well, you know, I host Hot Top Radio. I heard of them like you did. People keep sending me messages. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are fools. They love Hot Top Radio. I'm like, really? And they're like, y'all keep it real. So I'm trying to figure out what is everybody else doing, being fake, because I don't know how to be that. But my dream is to be real, you know.
No doubt. That's the only way to be, though, you know? That's the only way to be.
I mean, I just don't know how to be fake.
But I want to pay it back off for Juicy, Herm. I just want to give a big old shout out to Brad Pitt today. He done built over 200 houses over there in my hometown in the night where he did. I just want to give a big old shout out to Brad Pitt today.
And you know he listening, right?
Yeah, all the time. That's why I had to shout him out, you know what I mean? Appreciate you, Brad Pitt.
And my thing is, Brad, you still trying to get at me, call me at 449-HOT-119.
That's what's up.
Hit me up, because I date them all. It don't matter what color they are. French is my favorite. I love me. Oh, Monterey, Paladrodis, all that crayon, you know. Why would he be saying pencil to me? I mean, pink fan to me. But, you know, he want to write my phone number down. You know what I'm saying? You know. Shout out to the Jamaicans. You know, I love to date niggas from New York, though. Shout out to Sky from New York. I'm looking for you. I want to pick back up where we left off at. I got something new to show you. I just learned. Oh, So my dream was to grind back up on Sky. I'm sorry. Y'all had to skill me.
It's all right.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you understand. My need to feed. You know what I'm saying? My cousin said, I was a female player. And if my men wanted to talk to some other women, then allow it. I said, well, I'll be damned.
How real is that, man? For all niggas, man. Real niggas, man. Real niggas understand shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because a lot of niggas out here, man, don't know how to play the game, man. A lot of niggas don't know how to, don't even know what the rules are, man. You know what I mean? You got a lot of niggas who slit hating and got a lot of niggas who sprinkle a hating to another nigga holding on that he cheating and shit. You got another nigga who goddamn slick hating all that type shit, but hey, man, you know, I got a dream that we all can goddamn catch up to this new age pimping, man, that this is curious age that's gonna bring to y'all, man, in the near future, you know what I mean? So I have a dream that y'all might catch up one day, man.
You know what? Only your pimping ass could say some shit like that. What the hell is wrong with my bloodline? My little brother got a pipe me down pajama party going down that he invited me to. What the fuck is this shit? I'm the number one female player in the damn world. And, I mean, they know I'm a female player, and they still want to join the team. I don't discriminate. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Welcome a damn board. Because I don't do the game like that, though. I ain't going to be on the phone talking about church with a dick in my mouth.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
do that,
though. Like, you know, don't nobody fuck with slap buckets no more, man, you know what I mean? That was back in 1990, 91, man, you know. We looking for bossy bitches right now, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because none of my men can't even tell today, nigga number 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 30, 1 million. They can't tell what number they are. I make them all feel special.
When you boss status, man, you ain't looking for them slap buckets so you can pass out to the homies and shit no more, man, you know what I mean? We're looking for real bossy super bitches, mate.
Because, you know, you say that name, so, you know, you say that name like you telling people to read the Bible, super bitches. That sounds so natural. You know? I mean, do you agree, you know? Don't you say it's so natural?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to steal that one from you. I'm gonna have to steal that one from you, baby.
See, I don't want people to. So I don't want them to feel like bitch is a bad word because when I looked it up in the dictionary, it said a female dog. Now I see nothing wrong with being a female dog. I'm a dog. I see nothing wrong with it.
Me either.
Nothing wrong with it.
But unless you're trying to get married, man, then you can't play by no
But don't
rules.
You supposed to get married when you get, like, 70? I mean, when you too old to do anything else?
No, but some folks are just trying to live by the status quo. They want to get married and live, have a house on the hill and all that type of shit. That's their
dream. I'm going to have a house on the hill and 18 husbands at the same time. I can't marry no one man. I'm not a one-woman man.
I learned over the years, you know what I mean? Most people get married for stability, you know what I mean?
I'm going to be stable with all my men, though, you know? What the fuck? My dream is to be stable with all 8,000 of my men.
For sure.
You mean, am I wrong? I mean, help me.
Nah, you ain't wrong.
I'm just being real.
I'm just picking back off, you know, old boy. You know
yeah.
I mean? you know, most people get, you know, they get married for stability, you know what I mean? So.
But, I mean, if you could be stable and single now, what the fuck you get married for?
Yeah.
I want to be like,
you get mad.
They say that, you know, Dr. PJ say that man wasn't designed to be in a monogamous relationship, and I feel like neither was woman. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Hold on. 229, I'm going to open up your mic. Okay. 229, I'm going to open up your mic. I got one thing I'm going to play right quick, and then we're going to come back, because the one thing we forgot to tell people is that throughout it all, we all have dreams. We all have them. But don't sit there and let life pass you. Live. Live your dream. You know what I'm saying? Live your dream. Live it. Live your dream. Can't see. How you gonna live your dream?
All the time.
DJ Sweet, you gonna live your dream? DJ Sweet. Remind me to put him in on suspension. Juicy?
Yes.
Please. Are you five?
Of course. I'm a little nine.
558, you on here? Hello? The other microphones that I opened up, they were on the switchboard. I opened your mic. Can you please say something? Hello? How well? Well, you know, Juicy, we made it happen.
No doubt, no doubt. Like we do always.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to leave. I mean... Shit, you know what I'm saying? The call of participation was nice tonight. Shouts out to ABK Records. Shouts out to BBM at the Atlanta Bread Company. You know, we was on Facebook, me and Bread Man Wilson, talking shit. You know, he put up a post to say, I fucked her. Yeah, I fucked her. And then his homeboy, Gregory, said, me too. And I jumped in. I didn't. Then he said back, but you can. I was like, nah, I'm straight. Then he said back, we busted you too. I said, oh, yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out who baby this is. Which one of y'all got more in the sickness?
Hell nah.
I'm talking about we kept going back and forth. I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We were tripping. We had fun. Bread Brothers are always fun to hang out with. You know, it's always sometimes, you know, cool to always to let your hair down and just be like busted and talk shit. So, nonetheless, shout out to all our listeners all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the promoters. Shout out to the other hosts who will be wrote up. Because how I give you a week off and you still don't check in? And then some of y'all say, I'm checking in. But see, I'm telling you now, I'm going to start taking some drastic changes and measures. Because this ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? This not easy. But those that do what they supposed to do. Hey, when the world don't know who they asses is, they can't blame us. You see, that's how I make them know me. Now, I ain't going to make nobody know shit, motherfucker. Open your goddamn mouth and say something. Shit. And then when we start going places and they start saying, we only want N.O. Juicy Sweet, you know, the ones they hear. And I be like, well, you know, such and such, no, we can't let them in. We only want the ones we've been hearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who, I mean, what I'm going to do? So I'm be like, we ain't coming. No, the fuck I ain't. No, the fuck I ain't. Because people that listen to High Top Radio know they accustomed to hearing. Because I know you be getting inboxes about what you said, stupid, don't you, you know.
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
they won't know who bitch one and bitch two is, too. Tell them I'm bitch one and bitch two. How about that? How this way?
We let the world know that.
You know what I'm saying? And don't be coming over here trying to start now with me. Because I got an AK that's stay loaded. And I got a 38 that's hot. Uh-oh. Juice, I got a 38 that's hot, girl.
Uh-huh. Howdy.
Shout out to the new artist that I introduced tonight. With that follow your dreams. You're going to follow your dreams till he die. We had 38 hot on the switchboard tonight in rotation. We had, of course, Showstopper. That boy write a new song every day. I ain't seen nothing like it. But I'm gonna be playing some of his rap because, you know, he does it all. Go Google him. Search him on YouTube.
I gotta find out where I can download some of his music, put it on the MP3, you heard me? Because I'm digging that Showstopper shit, though, for real, you heard?
Dig that. Y'all heard it. Y'all don't, you know, don't play. I'm going to tell you something about, it's one thing for you to promote somebody just because that's what you do. But see, some of us ain't gonna co-sign on no shit if it's some garbage. Now, I'm definitely not gonna co-sign, but guess what? I'm a female. But see, if you don't like it, it's all good. If Juicy like it, because Juicy strictly bread brother. I want to hear the bread brother. Bread brother. She been hollering at my bread brothers before they came on the show. You know what I'm saying? And you heard it, that ain't hot. You know what I'm saying? See, I listen to all of it. You know what I'm saying? Classical. I listen to it all. But, you know, to each his own. Everybody is who they are. But when N.O. sign off on Showstopper, please believe he ain't just signing off because he ain't got enough to do. He ain't just signing off of that part of the skit because it ain't. We reality. We say what we fucking please. I don't say, you know, okay, well, tonight I need you to say, I say, you know, go hard. You know, you checking me in. All right, let's ride. Whatever comes up, comes out. So, I didn't prep him and tell him he needed to say anything about Showstopper, Showstarter, you know, nothing.
Yeah, but that's real talking.
Bread
Brothers,
I've been loving Nelson before they even knew me.
I ain't never heard of Bread, but I don't really know nothing too much about them, but I've been listening to that Showstopper. If I put you on the MP3 player, you got to be hot, you know what I mean? And I'm digging I'm digging Showstopper and shit. You dig? That's real talk.
Yeah, and see, they thought that his music was just strictly for the females. It's not. Because, see, you don't get it. You play the music to get your female relaxed, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he a mess. He think he... And say, but now anybody dip. Look, honey. Anybody can listen to a clown? Shout out to Rob there. He told me he wanted me to get that tattooed on me, and I ain't even got no tattoos, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna get LL, though. Lady Libra Cool T. Uh-oh. I need to call and ask LL Cool J. Can I call myself that? Oh. Tuesday. I wonder what we're going to talk about Tuesday. I got so much shit. You know, Tuesday on you. Whatever you come up with, we're going to build a show.
That's okay. I'm going to get that to you tomorrow. I'm going to dream on that to her, man. I'm going to come
you
going
to dream on that? Look, then don't go to somebody. Now, you know what? I had a dream that we need to do to have a dream on Tuesday. We could spin off because, you know, it was game night, but the switchboard was loaded. I don't know if y'all can't see the switchboard like I can. Some nights we have a few callers, but then if people didn't listen to the Internet. But, however, we can't not decide to go on because of a game is on because we have listeners all over the world. We don't just cater to what Atlanta doing or the USA is doing. That's what I be trying to get the other hosts to understand. Just because it's a fucking game over here don't mean shit. You going to call London and tell them, we got a game over here tonight and we ain't going on. Shout out to my daddy.
No,
he had a birthday on 9/11. My daddy had a birthday. Had a birthday, daddy. I called him and told him he had a birthday, but he ain't answer the phone. He probably said somewhere sobering up because, you know, that's how we do it.
And you know something, lady? See, that's how much love I got for Hot Talk Radio, you remember? Because I'm a football guy. You know what I mean? And shit, I was watching a football game, and I said, fuck the football game. It's about Hot Talk tonight.
See what I'm saying?
That's how much love I got for
Hot Talk Radio finished doing what we're doing. We'll be broadcasting live from some of them football games.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I mean, if you either ride or die here at Outside Radio, I'm going to start selling you either ride or die. It's just that simple. Shout out to TSO Production. Shout out to ABK Records. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to Juice.
Shout out to John Doe. Shout out to DJ Ralph over at Club Bankhead. Shout out that I'm going to be hosting now at Club Infrared. I don't even know how to do that. But you know what? Ain't nothing I don't know how to do. Cause whatever I do, I just do what comes natural.
That's it. Just do what you do, y'all. And it's going to be hot. As long as you do what
you
know do,
what
it's going to be hot. Believe that.
So y'all stay tuned for all the free parties. We finna show these Virgos that we run September 2. We run September.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to take off y'all a little money like that, but hey, y'all brought it on y'allself. Shout out to Weezy, Usher, ouch, Jeezy, all these famous Libras and shit. Now y'all understand why Libras are, why certain artists are so talented, because they are Libras. The Libra season is on the way in about 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You know, you want to start your clothes out, boo-boo.
Yeah. Well, all of my lessons, I just want to let you know, if y'all have dreams, you hear me? You know what I mean? Don't just sit back and let your dreams pass away. You know what I mean? Put that front foot forward and live your dreams, you dig?
Dr. Juicy?
I want to say, yeah, I think everybody should dream. You know, pay attention to your dreams. You know, this then your inner self come out. You know what I'm saying? The sky is the limit. Don't limit yourself. Whatever you dream you can do it. And do your best in, you know, whatever you do. That's it.
Well, world. Y'all know it's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know everything. If you have the ability to dream it, you have the ability to do it. Live your dream. If your dream is to be a baker, start fucking baking. Live your life to the fullest. Live every day like it's your last. Because one day it will be. Start now. Work towards your dreams. Don't just have them and just be talking about what you want to do. And then just, no. Mm-mm. I've been working towards being a female player ever since I was born. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I, you know?
You weren't supposed to say that, but go ahead on the
screen. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, anybody that know Lady Libra since she was little, a child starts being able to be really able to do certain things on their own when they hit around 8-ish. You know, 8, 9.
True.
And I got myself, along with my brother and my sister and my mama, on BET at the age of 10. So from 8 to 10 in 2 years, I was already moving towards my dream. We all over the world now. And I'm 25 forever. If I could do it at 10, y'all damn sure can do it at 20. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't do it with the help of my mom. I did it by myself. My mama came to me and said, what the hell you done did? And I'm sitting there like, what happened? These people from BET. I said, yeah. She said, what? I said, yeah, I got to do such that we're going on. Yeah, And for those that know me, shout out to you, Connelly. No, I'm not fucking lying. So live every day like it's your last, because one day it will be. You all know that. However, until next time, shout out to Showstopper. Tuesday, same time, same place, it's going down. Thursday, it's going down. We does the damn thing. You know, you straight?
Yeah, I'm good, babe, I'm
okay,
good.
Okay, Juicy, you straight?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, then. Until then, ladies, keep it fresh and wet. My dream is for you to keep it fresh and wet. Fellas, my dream is for you to give it to your woman the way she likes it. How about that? Give it to her the way she likes it. However she likes it, that's how I need you to bring it. My dream is for you to satisfy your significant others, because you should have more than one. DJ Pepper Sweet say you're a fool if you were one person. I don't even know how to be with one person. That shit, that's scary. Anyway. Until then, I holla.
Good night. Bye.